Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Woman has revealed how she accidentally threw away the key to her boyfriend's 569 million pound Bitcoin fortune.
Or about 700 million American dollars.
As he fights for the right to search a huge landfill in an attempt to find it. Halfina Eddie Evans, speaking for the first time about her ex-boyfriend James Howell's cyber nightmare, admitted taking the hard drive to the tip in Wales, but claimed she did so at his request. Howells claimed he mined the Bitcoin himself in 2009, then forgot about it. But after discovering the 8,000 coins are now worth around, again, $700+ million,
He's
fighting for the right to search the landfill run by the Newport Council. She said she took the hard drive containing the key to the tip 9 to 10 years ago. The couple have since split up. She said, I hope he finds it. Not that I want a penny of his money, but it will shut him up. In an exclusive interview, the mother of their two teenage sons admitted, yes, I threw away his rubbish. He asked me to. The computer part had been disposed of in a black sack along with other unwanted belongings. And he begged me to take it away, saying there's a bag of rubbish here to be taken to the tip. Tip being the dump, so
right,
to speak, in England.
How you going to the tip, eh?
I had no idea what was in it, but I reluctantly dropped it off at the local tip on the way home from going to the school. I thought he should be running his errands, not me, but I did want to help him out. Losing it was not my fault. She added, I'd love nothing more than to help him find it. I'm sick and tired of hearing about this.
Oh, you're going to hear about it.
Now, she broke her silence after Mr. Howell vowed to take a counsel to court to his final bid to unearth the key to his Bitcoin jackpot. He is battling for the right to dig it up where he believes his lost and buried hard drive has been mistakenly trashed. In a last bid to help unlock his fortune, he is preparing to take Newport Council in Wales to court to see if he can get in there.
700.
That's a long time ago.
Million. I know. But that's the thing. But the worth has just gone up.
Damn.
700.
I guess if you would have bought some Bitcoin in 2009, you'd be sitting pretty right now.
I mean, you can say about a million things, right? But yeah.
I mean, I don't
he
know.
Didn't know. He bought, waited to see what happens, does his calculations, and you're at $700 million. And the thing is, it doesn't even matter if someone else finds the key. The way that stuff works,
ooh,
you wouldn't really be able to use it.
Yeah.
You know,
I know a buddy of mine who did that long ago. Didn't lose it, just bought it.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't worked in years. He will never work again in his life.
Yep.
He does whatever in the hell he wants, anytime he wants. He just does what he wants whenever.
Sure.
Did he sell it?
I don't know. I don't ask him about it.
Because it goes,
I'm kind of,
lately it's been just going up, but there is dips.
There's huge dips, and everyone panicked, but you know,
I think he bought it at the very beginning. I think he still buys it. I know he is a financially smart guy.
Yeah.
I just know that he does not need to be financially smart anymore.
Right.
If he just keeps what he has right now, he's fine.
I had a buddy that had one, and this was years and years ago. Remember, like, there's a famous story of the guy that bought a pizza with a Bitcoin?
Yes.
He bought some supplies for a festival.
Okay.
That coin would be so much worth so much money.
Saying, now, right. He just wasted it.
Oh, he had
on
one
that
coin and bought that.
Right. He was on the dark web way before it was cool with like the Silk Road and this and that. We had a hell of a time.
I bet you did.
But
not worth that.
Yeah, in retrospect, probably not worth it.
Yeah. Does he have any idea what that could be worth now?
Or does he even want to know? I think if I'm him,
people
like, don't
buy
tell
sections
me
of coins now. So, I mean, one Bitcoin's got to be worth a ton.
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know that world.
I don't either.
Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, one coin, one full coin is worth $112,000.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Yeah. But he got party supplies.
But hey, man, you guys tripped.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We had a big weekend.
Right.
We were the kings.
Yeah. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Marty. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, thrill, my friend. I have things and words to say, and I promise this time, third time's a charm, I say, this little kitchen witchy witch will not say those words for you, sir, because I respect you too much, and this is indeed your house, and I always listen to the captain, and I have got quite the tale, lots of it.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
what are you on?
Right?
Yeah, what, are you what is that?
Correctly, what am I, right?
No, what is the drug you're on? This is amazing.
I'm not. That's the problem.
Oh.
The problem is, Mama's off her meds, but I've lived my whole life as a nurse's daughter, a cop's daughter, and I work in healthcare itself, Swedish Hospital last time. Yep, know them all. Talk about the Rolodex of the gods. I know everyone and God. I was a board liaison to their board of directors, publicly traded. Look them up. I don't have to tell you what big, big, big Seattle companies are already board members. And yeah, they like me too, because why? Even the psychotic chocolate nuts aren't real, a little nutty. All of us, toxic Avengers, lots of baggage, but what do we do?
What did they say they were going to talk about?
We deal with it.
Hold on for one second. Hold on for one second.
Yeah,
Hold on. I'll put you on hold.
Inform me that the mood stabilizers ended up in the trash.
Currently?
Yeah.
Oh,
that, on the way to go.
Currently.
Yeah. Oh.
On the way
that
to
makes,
go.
No, that, okay.
That
explains
that makes
so
sense.
Much. So, Marty, what ended up in the trash?
Well, the medication that is the mood stabilizer, indeed, was definitely prescribed to me by my very good Jessica. Don't matter. She works at where? Lifeheart, whatever. Look it up.
We don't need to look anything up.
We believe it.
Right. Exactly. Now you hear me. So she sent me what? The big guns. Because she knows if I say that word like everyone else, what am I saying? Crisis. Manic. Panic. So we don't know. But she's prescribed me the very thing I need right now, which is an antipsychotic. Could be Tourette's, probably. I do voices, by the way. Waiting for my invitation.
No.
We don't need a voice.
Right? Wait, why is your medication in jail?
You promised.
And you knew it was
you lied.
And you promised
and you lied.
You're out. Three strikes.
Why'd she single my ass out?
Wow.
I don't want any of that.
Keep those words in mind when calling.
I don't want any of that.
Promise breaker. Promise breaker.
So what exactly did she explain to you? Because I tracked with absolutely
nothing.
That was
a woman, not a man. Sorry. I didn't understand.
I had to listen to her story like three different times to get the actual meat of it. Because same thing with me. She just went off. Just started going.
Yeah.
And it took me a couple passes just to get the name, and then I finally got the story after that, which was her mood stabilizer ended up in the trash by somebody. It might have been her.
Okay.
It might have been somebody else.
Okay.
Ended up in the trash. So now on her way to get new medications.
Thank God.
Antipsychotic.
So, yeah.
That is how she said it.
She's got a lot of
narcotic.
A lot of bullet points to hit.
Yeah, we got that.
I've been working on this stuff.
I hope that stuff is instant release. Please don't be like one of those
dude,
things.
That don't
like,
make a time.
Liquefy that and just inject
chew,
it right in
chew
there.
Chew that pill up.
It needs to work. It needs to be like an EpiPen.
Even if they tell you not to chew it, chew it.
Is there like an EpiPen of sanity? Like, so you just jabber and like in an instant, like, whoa. Clarity of mind, man.
I was back and forth on whether or not that one was going to make it.
No, perfect.
Like,
no, that was great.
There was nothing wrong with that until she cussed.
Yeah, and she proved.
Wow, I would say there was nothing wrong with it.
Well, I mean, it was entertaining. From
there was something wrong with
on.
Her. There's nothing wrong with the call, and she was kind of proof that she needed whatever drug
yeah, the
she
medication.
Was talking.
I understood.
Well, I agree.
Yeah.
And you can look it up.
Yeah, you can look it up.
I'm not looking it up.
Look it up.
Look it up.
Everything I'm telling you, look it up.
That's right.
Everyone thinks I'm lying about everything. Look it up.
We believe you.
It's Tuesday. Look it up.
She's fun.
Wow. Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803.
Don't worry. That's the only surprise so far today.
Not her specifically, but I've talked to her in a bar before.
Have you?
Yeah, and but you don't know
you
it
don't
until
know it.
They
you
start talking.
Yeah, and they start talking and talking, and you're just like, how do I get up and just move barstools?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.